Blog Talk Radio.
Their new album, the new Pearl Jam?
I did. I loved
it. Well, yeah, I love it too. But let me just see if you notice the difference I noticed. You can now hear Eddie sing.
Yes.
Like you understand the words coming out of his mouth. You think the studio did that or you think Eddie did that?
I want to say that they met halfway. I think he got notes.
They're like, all right, listen, Eddie. You could be drunk while you sing. Fine. But we need to understand the fucking words coming out of your mouth.
And I think he probably said something like, oh, you know, you guys, I'll have to go ahead and compromise.
You Eddie Vedder or Kurt Cobain?
Oh.
Not new Eddie Vedder.
No, I'm talking Cobain was definitely harder to understand.
You think?
I think so.
Than Eddie? Should we compare the two?
I think I need to. I was just listening to Nirvana today. I think Cobain he yells a lot.
By the way, all right, so here's what we're going to do. First of all, I'll do the opening. Then I'm going to play a new Pearl Jam.
Right.
Okay. Then I'm going to play old Pearl Jam. Then I'm going to play Nirvana.
Okay.
And then, because I want to show everyone the differences here.
Yeah,
okay?
We got some
differences. Anyways, welcome to the Matthew Aaron Show. I am Matthew Aaron, www.thematthewaaronshow.com, at Matt Aaron Show on Twitter. Matthew Aaron Show on Facebook. You go to the search bar, you type in the Matthew Aaron Show. We're on YouTube with the Matthew Aaron Show. We're on Stitcher at the Matthew Aaron Show. You can listen to the Matthew Aaron Show. You can listen to Adam Carolla. You can listen to the BBC. You can listen to the Weather Channel and the Matthew Aaron Show, like back to back. Krista Flanagan's joining us from Best Night Ever in theaters January 31st. It's like the female hangover. It's going to be huge. Okay. So we're going to talk about Pearl Jam and Nirvana.
Right.
We're going to talk about all the strange people I added on Facebook today and what happened because of it.
Yes.
And then we're going to talk about dating 20-year-olds and Chris. Getting slow. What did I do?
I don't know.
I don't have any porn going.
Oh, that's good.
I don't think I do.
Well, you're on your parents' internet. I'd hope you don't.
Why did it start in the middle of the fucking song?
I don't know.
But you
can
hear them. But yeah, but you can. Everywhere he's at, right?
Yeah.
Now, that's Siren. Let's rock a little old Eddie Vedder. Let's see how many words you can understand. Wow. Great song, even flow. Great song. But let's see how many words you can understand.
I'm gonna get in there for me.
you're saying. That's just one Pearl Jam song.
Okay, okay.
Still Jeremy.
Yeah. Oh,
how many words? He understands.
We just know that Jeremy's involved. That's all we know. And he's spoken. That's about it.
How many words do you understand in this old classic, Jeremy? You don't understand five of them.
No.
You know he's at home.
Something about mountains.
Well, let's see, I thought I heard docks. You were hearing mountains. Money. Money.
Or is that mommy?
Mommy? Oh, it's mommy. Give me attention.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Not money. Money's not going to give you attention. What do you?
Not us.
No.
Okay, are we seeing a obvious difference in the new album than old album? By the way, I totally recommend the new album.
Now, as well.
What is easier, understanding Eddie Vedder or understanding our favorite, Kurt Cobain?
Oh, man.
Do I just do Smell Like? Or should we? I feel like that's unfair.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do Where Did You Sleep Last Night? And I'm going to give Kurt a chance because it's going to be unplugged.
Yeah.
So a chance for him to, like, be live and get all those words out there.
And he kind of does it this song, actually.
This is his best shot at proving me wrong.
It is. And he just might, actually. If I'm thinking of this song correctly.
My girl, don't lie.
This is good!
Yeah.
See, this
wow.
is... Okay, so Eddie looks bad right now.
He does go into a screaming fit, though.
But then let's play though.
I'm not like him. Back in town. The sun has come. But I arrived. The day has come. No matter what.
He's a 90. Sort of. He's like a stroke victim. My God.
He's like a stroke victim.
I would say, speaking of Nirvana song Dumb, you know, with it being Christmas, I want to know who's getting themselves a winged pregnant mannequin for Christmas. I'm curious because it's a good centerpiece to have.
Let's see how much you understand the Kurt in an old classic.
Oh, here we go.
A little Rape Me.
Yeah, that's a good song.
It's a good song.
Good song.
Rape Me.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah, Rape Me. Yep, got it.
Rape Me, my friend.
Your friend, Rape
Me. Rape Me. Rape Me again.
I gotta tell you, Eddie's looking bad.
Yeah, he is.
Eddie looks bad here.
Yeah.
He looks like the guy, at least here, he looks like the guy you don't understand.
He kind of does.
Huh.
Yeah.
Should we play another Eddie?
If you'd like to, yeah.
Maybe we were being unfair to Eddie.
Go to Porch. Porch might be a good example for him.
Porch?
Porch might help out his cause.
Well, let's see the new album again.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
try some new... Let's do the title track, Lightning Bolt.
Oh, yeah.
Some studio guy made him fucking sound out words.
Yeah.
Because then let's play Oh Black.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I think our point's been proven here.
Yeah.
Actually, it's kind of funny. Kurt Cobain, you can completely understand compared to Eddie.
Right.
Compared to Eddie.
With our very
Cobain's
small sample.
Just a stroke victim with, like, a little bit of an elongated, you know, response.
Right.
We're going to plug in Lee Capreas here. He's made it.
Huzzah.
Probably from a long day of work. Well, he's not talking, though. Oh, no. He's okay. He's getting situated. But, yeah, our point was that, the studio made Eddie do that album, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Because that's the first time I've ever understood, like, 97% Eddie Vedder. No? Yeah.
No, that's very accurate.
Right?
Yeah.
The whole album's like that.
It is.
It's like crystal clear.
So they sat him down and said, they had, like, an intervention.
I kind of feel like I'm hearing a new Pearl Jam when we listen to that album. Not like a bad Pearl Jam, but like
different.
A new Pearl Jam. Like, one that is not...
Or maybe Chris Cornell sat him down and just said, hey, listen.
He's another guy, though. Cornell was another guy that started out like you couldn't understand a fucking word out of his mouth.
And then they sat him
down.
But
he changed way before.
Exactly. So maybe Cornell's like, listen, this is what they're going to do to you.
Soundgarden Cornell was like.
Audio Slave Cornell was a little different.
You can hear every word out of his fucking mouth, Audio Slave Cornell.
Tom Morello got mad.
Tom Morello's kind of a genius, though.
I know. He wants his singer to be intelligible there.
Yeah, right. He goes, maybe we'll sell more records or get more radio airplay.
Yeah.
If they can understand the words coming out of your mouth.
Speaking of, you were talking about 20-year-olds.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that.
I was just...
Lee.
Hey, Lee Capreas. Hello.
What's up with you?
Oh, well...
Long drive?
Yeah, long drive, traffic. I'm sick of coming out here.
Brutal.
When are you going to move into apartment and out of Kill Yourself Grove house here? Downers Grove. For
ain't looking good. It's looking February, March.
This is Downers Grove. You heard right. The word is Downers.
Yeah, right.
As in, if you lived here, you'd be depressed by now.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Steve?
We're
how you
not,
doing?
Good.
We're
long
not
time no see.
Moving the show until I move, which isn't looking like until we film.
Well, okay. That has to be, I guess.
I had to drive to pick him up, and I left, like, literally at 4:30 to get him so I could make it by 7.
Oh, God. Where's he?
Lombard.
We had time to go. Yeah,
we
was in
did. We did have an hour to kill, but you never know with traffic.
All right.
It did take me to get to his place in Lombard, which, with no traffic, streets clear, 20 minutes away, took me an hour.
Yeah.
About 45 minutes an hour.
Oh, are you singing?
Oh, yeah,
you
missed our whole... Well, we were talking about how we couldn't understand a fucking word out of Vedder's mouth.
Yeah,
back in the day. But now his new album, you can understand every single thing he says.
It just sounds like he's got a mouthful of, like, hay.
Not his new stuff, though.
He kicked someone out at one of their concerts recently. He's like, you need to leave. You cannot watch the concert.
Yeah,
anymore.
I heard
he
something
really?
Like this. Yeah. What happened?
So there was someone being a little too rough at the Barricade, which is a huge deal in concerts now. I was just at a show taking photos where, like, they were all about no one dying. And Eddie,
you can't mosh anymore?
Well, you can, but, like, you better watch your
PCs. Not around Eddie, you can't.
Not
mosh.
Around Eddie Vedder.
Not around Killjoy Vedder.
Oh, God. What a bummer.
I love him, but he is kind of a fucking Killjoy.
Well, yeah, like, he stopped the show until, they were about to go on, and he's like, you're just you made some friends here, and now you're going to make some friends in the back, because I don't want you here right now.
You're not enjoying the show in a way that pleases me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
That's weird.
That is how he is, though.
But to be fair, recently someone has died at a concert, and
that was like years ago. What?
No, we're talking like 3 years ago.
Oh.
Someone died because they got on stage and they fell off stage, hit their head, and died. And the band was almost held accountable.
How many words do you know of this?
Oh God! Oh, none. Game over. Game over.
I mean, I just love how much we love this band, but don't understand like 5 of the words that come out of this.
No.
Like, Steve and I pray at Eddie Vedder's, like...
I understand everything so far.
Yeah, right. Mad Libs listening to Pearl Jam because you're like young girl at a breakfast table.
Something about a breakfast table.
She's eating eggs. And,
she's eating violins.
Yeah,
right.
Oh. Don't call me daughter.
Right. I was going to say don't call me laughter.
Eggs and bacon.
But his new album, every fucking word.
Yeah.
This is the best song of all time.
No.
It's the greatest song ever. Not one word. I don't even understand the first word. This first word, I don't even understand that.
It's feeling.
Freezing?
Oh, freezing.
Freezing.
The only
freezing because he's on some concrete.
No,
a pillow made of concrete.
That's the only thing.
We did cut down that part.
Okay.
And then it gets kind of.
This is like
drunk
this is like a crime scene. Okay.
I know.
Well, we were thinking. Well, when we started the show, we were like, "Oh man, I don't know who I understand less, Pearl Jam or Nirvana." But then we were playing like old Nirvana.
No, you can understand.
You can understand 95%.
Yeah,
Kurt
it is.
Cobain.
There's a few things. Yeah.
Eddie's that unintelligible.
You were right.
You're like he
was right
Kurt
about
Cobain
Chris Cornell
like,
though.
Yeah, he's,
and the shit makes you want to kill yourself as much as
oh,
the
yeah.
other two.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like Pearl Jam makes you want to kill yourself too, but in like an upbeat way.
Right. In
right.
a pleasant way. Yeah, pleasantly killing yourself.
I was listening. Lee remembers this. Last time I was depressed, which was a while ago, I went on a long walk, and it started by listening to Pearl Jam.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to remember which song it was.
Was it Life Wasted? Because that's a
no,
great
no.
song.
No, it wasn't. It
no, you,
was.
But like,
I'm trying to remember.
He walked all the way to like Burbank.
I walked like 10 miles.
And he just was listening to the song, and he was just like, man, I'm just going to jump off
all
the
right,
bridge.
Imagine this, if you will.
Picture got, it.
Yeah.
Picture it, if you will. Sicily, 1918.
Yeah.
Matthew Aaron's hanging out in North Hollywood. He's getting told by those Hollywood people how to write things and do things. And he's making this movie, and he's got to deal with all these fucking gays. And it's just a stressful time in his life. And then this song plays when he decides to go on a walk.
What a ridiculous precursor.
Which turns into a 10-mile walk, but you may realize why once you hear the song. This song is like a depressing...
Get in the bathtub,
yeah.
Open a vein.
Are you sure you didn't just, like, leave the car on in the garage? You know, do one of those?
I would have if I wasn't walking.
We had a garage.
Yeah, right.
Where it was...
See, for me, Relief is like the most depressing. Life Wasted. Because these Life Wasted somewhat fetish compared to this.
Yeah.
Like, Relief is really grab some razor blades, sit in the bathtub, and
have a good cry. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good song. I like it.
What Eddie says is, I'm going to kill myself.
I'm going to take a quote-unquote hot bath.
Yeah, right.
You know, they've got Pearl Jam song titles so that you have a fighting chance at knowing what he's singing about.
Right,
so you
right.
get at least two of the words
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
This song's about puppies. Okay.
Oh
my
Relief.
God.
What a depressing
I know.
Fucking song.
I feel like we're Mystery Science Theater 3000 in Pearl Jam right here.
Yeah, that's pretty
Except
amazing.
They're good.
Who's ever did that to music?
Yeah, that's true. But I could totally do that. But they're actually good. So I feel somewhat bad doing it. Fuck Snapchat. We'll save the stories for 10 minutes. 10 minutes, we got Krista Flanagan coming on. So after Krista comes on, we'll talk shop on that.
Yeah.
Flanagan.
What else is going on? What can we talk about in 10 minutes?
A lot of things.
Anything
There's
good
plenty,
going on?
Plenty of good things to talk about.
Did you like Anchorman 2?
Yeah.
All right.
It was all right.
All right, that... We got another 9.
Yeah, right. 9.
58.
Boy,
I thought it was okay.
I've had dates that ended that way. Well, we still have 9 minutes.
Yeah, right.
That's enough time for me.
Anchorman 2.
Oh, you
first 45 minutes was good. Last 45 minutes was kind of eh.
Nah. Okay.
American Hustle I thought was pretty good.
But eh?
Pretty good.
Mm.
Jeremy Renner cast as a hardcore Italian man from the Bronx.
Bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
Brad Cooper, great in certain ways, but in other ways, kind of a parody of a character. It seems like he's in a different movie at times. Same with Jennifer Lawrence. I don't know. I understand where all the love is coming for American Hustle. I get it. Performances are great. There's great dialogue in it. I think there's some plot holes in it, honestly. I think the stuff that they made up from the ab scam, that made up stuff, wasn't as good as the actual stuff. I think there's times where David O. Russell's David O. Russell, and I think there's times where David O. Russell wants to be Marty Scorsese.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Is it the best of the year? I don't even think it's close. I don't think it's in the top five.
No.
No, I don't at all. I think it's not as good as everyone else thinks. Put it this way. This is why I've been asking people. If you've seen American Hustle, would you watch it again anytime soon? And when I watch a classic, I could literally watch it again a day later or a week later. Let's be crazy and say you're not a movie fan. Can you watch that movie a week later? I think now that I've seen American Hustle, I'm kind of good with it.
Can you remember what you watched the first time?
Yeah, I think about that, and I thought about that after the film. I remember more about American Hustle than I do most movies, which probably helps the point that it's a good movie, but to be honest with you, I think Silver Linings was better.
Yeah.
And I didn't love Silver Linings either. I mean, we went to see it together, and I said it was really good.
Really good, yeah.
Really good.
But
not the best movie of the year.
No.
I like David O. Russell as a director a lot, and I know I'm going to get shit for saying this, but he is one of those guys that is like a B-plus director.
Right.
He's like really good.
He's good, but he's not.
He's never done anything like A, like, for me.
Solid.
Yeah, The Fighter, B+.
Right.
It's good stuff. Good.
Maybe his best movie is Three Kings, I'd say.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think Three Kings is his best movie, which is funny, because that and I Heart Huckabees are the two movies that he got the most shit for being an asshole.
Right.
And it seems he's had to have mellowed out, because all the same people are working with him now, all
right.
the time,
right.
it seems. At least the whole cast from Silver Linings, minus Jackie Weaver,
right?
Minus Jackie Weaver, basically the whole cast from Silver Linings is in American Hustle. I don't want to spoil anything, but
right,
they're in it.
Oh God!
One
of these days, I'm going to go on a huge rant about spoilers and spoiler think.
Yeah, I know, I know. It is really early for that movie to be out, and one of them. There are a couple uncredited cameos in it that I don't want to give away.
No.
I think people will be mad at me for it. I think it's stupid to not be able to talk about, but
right.
I think other people hate my guts and never listen to the show again.
Yeah. Well, those people should not call themselves grown-ups, is my argument.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. All right, I'll tell you what. This is just a simple way to put it. David O. Russell's a really good director, but American Hustle, it's not Before Midnight, it's not Short Term 12. Not
Spectacular Now.
Oh, it's not Spectacular Now. No, no, it's none of those films. And I know I've seen a couple other better ones. I mean, I would even say even documentary-wise, Blackfish was better.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's really good. I think Dallas Buyers Club was better.
Okay.
And I think the reason Dallas Buyers Club was better is because it didn't try to be more than it was.
No.
And I think American Hustle really tried really, really hard to be more than it was.
Right.
I don't even think the ab scam case is that fascinating.
Uh-huh.
I think that's why they had to put in so much crazy bullshit that was made up, because it's not that fascinating.
Mm.
But I don't know. Maybe it's all me. I think Krista's calling in now, which is good. Best Night Ever is the film. Hold on. Let's see if she's calling in now. Hello?
Hello?
Is this Krista?
This is.
All right. You're calling in a few minutes early. I'm glad, though, you are, because I was running out of ways to say American Hustle's just pretty good.
Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah. Well, no, you don't have comment on that. I know you want to work still, okay. And then, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Jobs in the future and whatever.
Right.
Loser. What an idiot. Best Night Ever is the film, January 31st. I thank you for coming on a month ahead of time, because that means I have to remind people for 4 weeks to go see it. Okay.
You're going to get in line. Get your tickets. Get in line now.
Right.
Get your license.
That's right.
So if you're sitting by a Fandango.
Right.
You know. So, Krista, you have a really fascinating career for me, because this is one of those things where you're a really good comedic actress, really good character actress, and then out of nowhere you kind of get this lead in this movie that they're kind of promoting as Project X or The Hangover for the year, okay?
Yeah.
How did this all come about that all of a sudden you're the lead in this huge hot movie?
Well, I have done this is my fifth movie with these guys, same producer, same directors. And so I was already sort of on their radar. And when they approached me, they said, you know, we're going to do something totally different from what we've ever done. And, you know, we teamed up with Peter Safran and Jason Blum, who are producers. They did The Conjuring and Insidious. And you know, Jason Blum is Paranormal Activity.
Right.
And they said, we're going to do a found footage comedy. So it needs to feel real. It needs to feel like these are four normal girls who sort of get into trouble in Las Vegas. And so, you know, I met with them a few times, and we decided that it was a good idea.
Well, that's good that you decide it's a good idea.
yeah.
This all comes about. Now, at that point, do they say, well, we're going to do the film for this X amount of dollars, or we're going to put it in theaters? Did you always know you were going to be in theaters, or was there a chance it was going to be video on demand? Like, what was the process for all this from a business point?
Yeah, there was a chance. They sort of came to me and said, you know, this is different from what we've ever done. We want to do this on our own rather than, you know, with a studio backing us and sort of going that route. And so they said, we think it's going to be in theaters. We don't really know. But at that point, I had read the script, and I was really interested in the character. I was very interested in the project because I love doing comedy, and that sort of happens for me often. But the whole found footage thing was just a tone that I really was interested in. I think would be really fun. You know, and they were talking about, you know, sort of stealing locations a little bit. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but, you know, where we would go to a real rave. We would interact with real people in Las Vegas, not actors. And,
That's great. How do you get away with that? Once you film them, don't they have to sign releases and stuff?
I'm
or what?
So
they do.
They do have
exactly.
to sign releases. So wait.
Yeah, everybody in the film had to sign a release.
Okay, but Chris, did you trick them into partying with you first and then have them sign a release? Do you go, oh, by the way, we've been filming you the whole time for this movie. We didn't want
it to. It depends. It sort of depends on the situation. Oh. There were definitely situations where we would go in and say, hey, we're filming, and is this okay with you? And then there were other situations where it actually sort of unfolded and happened before we knew what was happening, you know? Well, I mean, it was the four of us girls running around Las Vegas, and, you know, there were situations where we were kind of doing a scene, you know, between ourselves, and people would sort of interject. People would come up to us and you know, start dancing with us. People would come up and start yelling at us, and it was sort of the movie was happening around us, and then we would say, okay, and also, you were just on camera, so will you sign a release?
That's funny. So what about the locations? How do you guys lock down locations when you're basically fucking around, busting in there and doing your own scenes?
Yeah. Now, some locations were definitely planned, you know, definitely prepped in advance. But the trickier locations, like we have a hotel room and things like that. Those were our main locations. But then other times it was like, you know, we went to a real rave. That was actually the first night of shooting. We went to a real rave, and, I mean, it was great, great fun, but that was just, nobody really cared. Everybody had cameras. Everybody had glow sticks, and it was just a party.
Well, what? And so I'm imagining. Oh, sorry, Lee. What? Real quick. I'm imagining you guys aren't using like red cameras when you go into a rave, like these big, huge Alexas or something, right?
No, I don't think so.
So when you're doing a found footage movie like this, what kind of cameras were you guys using in those kind of scenes? Do you remember?
I don't know. I don't remember. There were a couple different ones, but I don't know.
She's like, I'm a fucking actress.
Yeah, one's with the camera.
I'm busy being real cute on camera.
Yeah, I'm the camera. I don't hold the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Calm down. What were you going to say, Lee? Something I'm sure that
so
was really well drawn out.
You're so fat. You're the fattest person. Doesn't matter how much weight. Anyway, do you rehearse for these situations where you're going to be sort of guerrilla filmmaking? Do you block something out in a basic way and just try to do it, or do you just try to let it, whatever happens, happens?
Yeah, I'm actually really glad you asked that, because we spent over a week just doing rehearsals, sort of before we got to any location, before we interacted with anybody. We actually rehearsed the entire film before we started shooting. Wow. And then there were rehearsals every day before we started shooting, but there was probably 7-8 days of just rehearsing what was going to happen once we were there and doing it.
So you guys did like a full week of rehearsals?
Yes, yes.
That's a luxury to have.
So
I know.
You're thrilling when you're trying to get away with these locations, doing this kind of guerrilla style. Does that thrill sort of help you in your performance better?
Yes and no. I mean, sometimes it was just sort of a mess and trying to manage what was happening. But there were definitely times, especially in Vegas, where it was really exciting because, Vegas becomes a character, and you'll hear that a million times. But, Vegas becomes its own energy, and you're sort of interacting with that, and that was really fun.
Cool. Let me ask you about the improv factor of this, because I know you guys did a lot of improv, right?
Yes.
That's what we're talking here. So, okay, you did a lot of improv. How do you keep it from not being stale after 7-8 days of rehearsal? And then you lose that, like, realness from the improv. You lose that naturalness. How do you keep it natural when you rehearse the improv ahead of time?
I especially hate over rehearsing. I'm more of a market walkthrough kind of a gal when it comes to this. And then, on the day, there was one rehearsal where, the directors were like, okay, and now you're in a car crash. And I'm like, okay, well, let's wait on that, right? because when your car and it's crashed, it just feels different than when you're, sitting in a bedroom, walking through a rehearsal.
How do you simulate a car crash, though?
Exactly. That's what I mean. It was like, okay, and then on the day, or you're doing this thing and 200 people are cheering you on, and it's like, okay, well, that's going to feel different when, 200 people are cheering me on.
Yeah. So that's interesting, because I find the fact that all these improv movies are done so differently. Like,
yes.
Tons of people. Okay, like, this is one of the first times I've heard that you've done a lot of improv, like, a week's worth of rehearsals.
Right.
Now, other projects that you've worked on, what are some improv examples on those kind of projects? What are the different ways that you've done it? Because it feels like there's a million ways to do improv-type comedy in film.
Yeah, for sure. I can think of two different ways that Mad TV and Hello Ladies. Those are two very different ways of doing it. I just did the HBO series Hello Ladies, the first season, and in that situation, it's written, and they want you to, sort of stick to the script, unless you can make it better, you can make it real, you can stay in the moment, and sort of whatever unfolds, go with that. And so that was sort of splitting the difference a little bit, where you're scripted, but you need to be just really open to what's going to happen. Mad TV is a little bit different because in that situation, we did every sketch twice in front of an audience, the ones that were done in front of an audience. We would do it first time as scripted, as rehearsed, as scripted, and then the second time it was make something happen. You know, make it as crazy as you want. You can add, you know, they definitely the writers were there to say, okay, now try this, now try this, now say this, much like a multicam sitcom where you're taping in front of an audience. But then you also had license to do whatever you wanted and be as crazy as you wanted. And that was really, really fun. A lot of it didn't make the show, but it was really fun.
How much would you say didn't make the movie? How much stuff is on the cutting room floor of this film?
A ton,
right?
A ton. Yeah, just a ton. I recently saw the movie and I was excited to see it, and I was like, but what about this? What about that? What about that take? What about, you know? So there was quite a bit. You lose a lot.
Were you happy with the choices they made?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little different than I thought it would be. I mean, of course it is once it's all, you know, put together. I think that they did a great job.
By the way, in the press notes, I was just looking for cameras. I think it was GoPros that they were using mostly in the club scenes. Mm. Now, Krista,
yeah.
I just blew your mind with that GoPro talk.
You did. You did. You did.
Yeah, I'll listen, one day we'll sit down and I'll pick it up with you, and you'll be blown away by my prowess.
By his mentioning of different cameras.
You know, Krista was Playboy, too. This is correct, right?
That's right. August 2010, I did two covers of Playboy.
Okay, you did the covers, but did you you never did, though, the, like, turn on and turn off column, did you?
No. But I did. I had an inside spread, but I didn't do a column.
Oh, I saw the inside spread.
Looked good.
Yeah,
looked very good.
Yeah, we were doing it earlier off the air.
Are your turn-ons include podcast hosts?
Yeah, right.
They do.
That was Blake.
What I was going to ask you is, if you did have to do the turn on, turn off section, what would they be?
See, do it now. Let's do this now.
Yeah, I really want to know.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't need to do the measurements and stuff. I'll skip through that film, Blake. Just go straight to turn ons, turn offs. And if you can do it in the style of a Playboy model that does those things, that's...
By the way, the movie is Best Night Ever.
Best Night Ever, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's her motivation. You gave her motivation.
Listen, I wanted to know what her turn-on, turn-off.
I agree. It's a good topic.
Is Snapchat a turn-on or a turn-off?
She's like, can we go back to talking about the cameras?
Is Instagram taking pictures of their food a turn-on or a turn-off?
A turn-off.
Yes.
Like people taking pictures of their food. You know, I'm just going to ask her
that's gross.
Thing. Let's see what she's into. Okay.
Oh, God.
Snapchat.
What?
Snapchat, turn on or turn off?
I don't know what that is.
Man, Snapchat really is just for the gays.
Yeah, see, she doesn't even know what it is.
I am the only questionably straight man on Snapchat.
And not 20 years old.
It's all 20-year-old girls and gay guys.
You conceded that it was at least questionable.
Yeah, well, I had to, or else I'm setting you up for a million jokes.
Yeah.
Okay, so she doesn't know what Snapchat is. Facebook, turn on, turn off?
Facebook. It depends on what you're saying.
It's not her thing.
It depends on what you're posting about.
Yeah.
Do you use Facebook?
I'm on Facebook every day. Yeah, I every day I'm on Facebook. But, you know, it just depends.
She's so happy.
I sort of like the Springer part of Facebook where people have arguments and stuff and you can sort of watch it unfold.
I agree with you. I like the drama on Facebook, but at the same time, I hate those people. Like,
I
personally
Me too.
Can't stand them, but I kind of am enjoying their terrible drama.
What about jazz music?
Jazz music? I have to say I'm not into it. I'm not into jazz music.
What music are you into? Madonna. You love Madonna.
I do love Madonna. I like bluegrass music, and I like...
Right.
Okay. What about Pearl Jam?
Like a Prayer.
You like the Pearl Jam?
Pearl Jam is okay. Bon Jovi's better.
Whoa!
Wow.
Bon Jovi. She's a chick. Chicks love Bon Jovi. Yeah. Especially hot chicks that were in Playboy. They love Bon Jovi.
So Pearl Jam, just okay.
You didn't
bob.
Now, let me ask you this, Krista. With so many people being, I don't want to say prude, but with career moves and stuff, they turned down doing Playboy. You do two covers. Why did you decide, I'm going to do Playboy? You're totally comfortable with it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I laughed like a crazy person when they called, because I was like, of course. Like, who?
I do Playgirl.
I think it was funny, and I think it was awesome.
Right? Let's not lie. It's not a bad payday for
funny?
A couple naked pictures.
Did you say you think it was funny?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
It's like a...
Oh, have you seen her one? It's like a Mad Men-esque kind of spread.
Yeah.
It's like a 19...
Yeah.
Right?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
It's hot. Right.
Yeah,
it's
I mean, there's hot, different kinds of... That's the thing. I don't think, you know, there are the real sexy things. But, like, this was more like they took photos from Playboys from the 50s and 60s. You know, and at that time, you couldn't show the bottom parts. You could only show boobies.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, so they were like, we basically just want a bunch of boobie shots. And they're going to be, like, from the 50s and 60s. And I thought, yeah, that's totally fun.
Okay.
It was refined, in my opinion. Yeah. I thought it was
Although,
refined.
It was really
classic. I am a big fan of the bottom part, though.
Well, if Larry...
Yeah.
First time it's Larry. We
need the bottom part and the boobies.
Yeah, the bottom part's for somebody else. But
where did you guys go for Best Night Ever? Where did you guys go? Did you go to Larry Flint's Hustler Club in Vegas? Did you go to any of those kind of places? Where'd you go?
We were part of it in L.A.
Did you mescaline and go to Circus Circus?
Yeah, right.
We drove by Circus Circus. But we shot in L.A. We shot in Van Nuys. A lot of the running around in alleys was in Van Nuys. We shot in Palm Springs. And then we shot in downtown Las Vegas, which is very different from the Strip.
Fremont Street.
They got some good alleys in Van Nuys.
Yeah, in Van Nuys. I love that you went to Van Nuys.
Yeah.
I love how they shot this movie. Wanted DEL, but they went to Van Nuys.
Right. for its active alley culture.
Right, right.
That's right.
So where in downtown Vegas did you go? Where was the hotel in downtown Vegas? Which hotel was it?
We stayed at the Four Kings.
Four Aces.
Is it the Four Aces?
I think it's the Four Aces. I think you're sliding them a card.
Oh.
Thank you for the feeling.
No, I'm wrong. It was the Four Queens.
Oh, you gave them. You actually were crediting them an extra card.
Well, you still got four. You're likely to take the pot.
Yeah, right. So you stay at the Four Queens, and it's a nice hotel, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, that's the original Las Vegas. And so it was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys consciously make that choice to do some of this film in downtown Las Vegas, considering the similarity in, I guess, a little bit in plot style to The Hangover? Maybe you're trying to stay away from the whole Caesar's Palace thing.
Well, the whole idea of the movie is that, I love that you mentioned Caesar's Palace, because in the beginning of the movie we say, you know, I don't want to give too much away, we say, hey, we're going to go to Caesar's Palace. And then one thing leads to another, and the idea is that we don't quite make it to the nice places. We end up sort of in the underbelly of Las Vegas, in the back alleys, in the Van Nuys back alleys. Hello? Hello? Hello.
She lost us.
No, she didn't lose us. We lost her.
But if she's still on the line, that'd be epic.
No,
she's still talking.
I hung up on her thinking it was her.
That's happened. There was one time where the internet went out. They were still talking, and we got back, and Matt was like,
"Oh, come on.
Oh, please.
Oh, come on.
Please, Krista, I need this.
Krista, are you there?
Oh, this is filthy. The two of you saying, oh, come on.
Wait. Is Krista there? Is Krista there?
I'm
Krista
here.
Oh,
all right. Thank God. We had a weather thing. My internet went out for like 5 seconds.
It's cold. We'll blame that.
Well, yeah. Cold.
That's okay.
She's from Mount Vernon. She knows.
Oh, yeah?
I do, yeah. Mount Vernon, Illinois.
It's fucking real cold there in the winter.
It is.
Do you ever get back there at all?
Yeah, about once or twice a year.
Your family's there and stuff?
Yeah. I go visit them.
How long do you stay when you do a visit? How long? Like, what do you do? Because when I was doing visits from L.A. to Chicago, I would come back for a long period of time, and people are like, that's too fucking long. I'd come back for, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you're out of
here. Oh, my gosh, yeah. No, that's a long time. That's a long time.
No, but don't you love your family and friends? Don't you want to stay 3 weeks? Or are you hinting right now that 2.5 days is pretty good in your book?
She's like, no.
Yeah, I do about 5 days. But
okay.
I could do that several times a year, really. I would rather do several trips rather than 3 weeks at once.
Okay, I agree with you there. I'm a lot poorer than you, so I have to do them in lump sums. I can't do five.
It's like an annuity.
It's too much flight. Yeah, the flights are too much.
Yeah.
So you were saying, though, about Caesar's Palace, and we don't want to really spoil the movie, but you guys don't get there. Obviously.
We don't make it. So
happens.
By the way,
a quick plug, by the way. Video on demand next week.
Yes, December 26th this week.
The 26th, so day after Christmas.
Yes.
So you got the family sleeping over. 7 a.m. you wake up. You go to the TV. You go to video on demand. You go, best night ever. You sit the kids down. You put Grandma and Grandpa in the rocking chairs. And you enjoy some man crotch and women ass slapping and drinking and vomiting.
It's like an episode of Full House.
Yeah, it's good time.
It is.
For the whole family. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. An episode of Full House.
Merry Christmas, Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
And then January 29th, it's in theaters. Or January 31st, I believe.
Yeah.
Am I getting my date?
Yes.
31st. In theaters.
Yes, the 31st.
So this is kind of crazy. The video on demand, then a month later, you're in theaters. That's kind of crazy.
Krista is the pride of Mount Vernon.
Well, I know what it is. They wanted to get Best Night Ever a month before it was in theaters because Oscars, you can only nominate movies for Oscars from this year.
Okay.
They had to make sure they were nominated.
They had to make sure they got
They had to make sure they were going to get nominated.
You're going to kick the shit out of Meryl Streep in August, Osage County.
Yeah, let me tell you about that bitch, Meryl Streep.
That's right.
All right. So let's talk more about Best Night Ever because I love Vegas. It's my favorite place on the planet. Do you have any downtime while you're there, or is it just like film? Or did you get to have any fun and go to any restaurants and fuck around or
no,
whatever?
No, it was just film. And, you know, we're working nights, so we would wake up at 5 p.m., start shooting by 7 p.m., and then, you know, we're having lunch at 2 a.m., and then, you know, we're done about 5 a.m. So it was just sleep all day.
Head over to the Pepper Mill. Did you head over to the Pepper Mill, have an omelet or two? Oh, man.
No.
Does your husband come with you when you do this movie, when you shoot this? Does he come as like, oh, I guess I'll go with you and like...
That's a really good way of asking that, getting around the...
No. Dealer. I know she's married.
Okay, all right.
She's married. But so I'm asking if like the husband comes to hang out or whatever when
no,
you know he's...
No, he did not
he's
come
on
to
the
hang out.
He didn't come hang out. He has a job of his own, I'm sure, or something. He can't.
Yeah,
come
he's got his own things.
But do you feel like your husband just has a job as kind of a way to say I'm not mooching off of Krista?
No, he's great at his job.
Oh, I believe you. Okay, fine. Wait. Now, did he meet you before you got famous or after?
Don't.
He met me. Out. He met me when I was on Mad TV.
Oh, I already got a question. This. All right. Happy marriage. Happy folks. Good for you.
Salud.
You know, salud. Right. Salud. Yeah. All right, we'll just pretend that he was doing fine when you were on Mad TV.
Surely that's
it. Steve and I had a long talk today about taking 20-year-olds out from the wreckage while you're succeeding all of a sudden in life.
We did.
He goes to Jim Girl Salvage.
Are you guys the same age, you and your husband? Around the same age?
He's younger than me.
How much younger?
He is 4 years younger.
That's too bad. All right, I'm actually really curious about this. Okay, so how'd you guys actually meet?
He's my makeup artist.
And Whoa. He wasn't.
Wow.
Nope, he's not gay.
Now, did you question it at first? You know you did.
I love how you say the offensive things that I'm thinking.
You thought at first your husband was a little gay, didn't you? Just because he was a makeup artist.
No, because he's really, I don't know, he's just really not gay.
Or as gays call him, butch. He's very butch.
Well, maybe he was doing horror makeup. Those are the straightest makeup artists there are.
No, that's probably true. Okay. Was he doing, like, cool fucking makeup?
Yeah, like zombies and shit? Yeah.
Yeah, that's where he started his special effects
good
makeup.
All right, Lee nailed it. Good job, Lee, on knowing your gender roles when it comes to makeup art. good job. Okay, so you guys met. He was your makeup artist.
Yeah,
and what was he your makeup artist? On Mad TV?
Yeah, on Mad TV.
You guys would have crazy. No, they got crazy makeup because they do all the characters.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Wondering what you need makeup art for on Mad TV.
Well, he's probably very, as you said, very good at his job.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Remember Artie Lang was the pig?
Yes, the pig.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you ask Krista about your girl, Mo Collins?
Oh, yeah. Did you ever work with Mo Collins? Because she kind of yelled at me.
Oh, yeah, she hates you.
She yelled at that show.
She doesn't like me either,
no,
but she really hates you.
But she doesn't like the show.
Let me explain something. So Mo Collins was on, and I just asked a question. She was on King of the Hill, and she's explaining to how Mike Judge calls in his lines. And I go, wait. He isn't coming to L.A. with everyone else. Because they all do their lines together in one sound booth. And he calls them.
Right. He, like, Skypes in his dialogue.
So I didn't really understand why he couldn't just be there. And she goes, what's his show? He can do what he wants. And who the fuck are you? Well, she might not have said that, but.
She did get kind of mad.
She got kind of pissed.
And then I said one of the characters she played on Men of a Certain Age, she plays the waitress.
Yeah.
That he's got Bacula hooked up with. And they have a tumultuous little, like, relationship after that. I said, she's kind of a bitch.
Right.
And Mo like, flipped out on me. Well, why? She got to be a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, she just kind of...
The character, Mo.
She's not our best friend. I love her. She doesn't love me.
Yeah, I like her, too. I liked her in Curb. She had the big vagina in Curb.
She did. That's right.
Yeah.
Have you done Curb? You haven't done Curb, have you?
I did. I did it several years ago, very early on.
Which episode? Huh. Do you remember?
I just did one episode. I was Mrs. Siderman's nurse. It was when Larry David was trying to figure out if he was adopted or who his parents were, and the woman died.
Yes.
Right.
I'm adopted.
So you were doing scenes with Shelley Byrne?
I don't remember.
No, Shelley wasn't in that, but it was Shelley plays Larry's father on the show.
No. It was someone else.
No, yeah. So you did Curb. What were we talking about? Okay. So here's the situation. So I want your opinion on this. You dated and married a younger man.
Yes, this is good.
So I want your opinion. So my career starting to actually happen, things going on, I'm actually getting paid to do things, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you meet a 20-year-old broad. I'm 30, she's 20. It's a little different than 4 years, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's point number one. Point number two, she's in debt. I'm now not in debt as much in debt. And there is the long distance aspect of it. L.A., I'm in Chicago at the moment. We're making a film. She's not in the business, blah, blah, blah. This just spells doom to you, right?
Yeah, kind of.
It's okay to say that.
Listen, we're all very honest here, and I take things very well, so that's fine. Yeah. I just want to hear it from a stranger with nothing gained out of this.
No bias.
I know all my friends keep me.
Yeah, I mean, it could work out. It just sort of sounds like a mess right now.
Yeah, it's a total mess. There's no way that worked.
And the biggest flaw is you didn't know what Snapchat is. All she ever does is Snapchat.
Oh my God.
Right.
Relationship over Snapchat, which is this thing where you take a picture and it lasts 3 seconds to 10 seconds, and then it disappears forever.
So
it's not real dirty, obviously.
And she's like, a straight guy is on Snapchat.
She caught on. I had to get the Snapchat.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't a straight guy on Snapchat. I had to get it for her. And then it started out dirty, but now our whole relationship is basically sending each other selfies and writing one-sentence text messages.
So this relationship is both of you just being like, can we bring the photos to me now, please?
No, she takes pictures of her coming out of the shower. No boob or anything. Just coming out of the shower going, what are you doing?
Oh, God.
And I'll take a picture of myself in bed, and I'll be like, nothing, what's up? Quote, shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that you've downloaded an application for this girl.
Surely there are things you could be doing with your time that would be more productive.
Carissa, aren't you so happy you're a part of a different generation and you got married and you have to do this online bullshit?
Have you done anything like this with the messaging and anything like this, Krista? Have you done any communications in this manner, pictures, selfies, all any of that?
I try not to take pictures of myself and post them.
Okay.
Playboy already did that.
Yeah, you know what? Once you're in Playboy twice, you don't need to take pictures of yourself to be like, I'm looking.
Well, yeah.
You just go, hey, cunt, you want to see my fucking Playboy?
Playboy,
that's what you said.
Playboy doesn't get you coming out of the shower in those moments like that.
No. Yeah. By the way, how do you not ruin your phone taking pictures in the shower?
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever, that's neither nor there.
You have a special shower phone. They probably make it that way now.
Best night ever, though. You know, this is about people taking, like, basically the movie supposedly takes place on camera phones, you know? So this actually ties into our conversation somehow.
It's a very strange remake of Brian De Palma's Redacted.
Yeah, right. Three people saw you, me, and Brian
and Steve.
De Palma.
Yeah.
No, Steve didn't even see it.
No, I missed out.
Krista also did an episode of my favorite show, FER.
No, excellent. All right.
That's correct, right?
Yes.
You make that up? Okay, you did do ER.
I did. That was my very first job.
Really? That was cool. Your first gig. Wow. Who was on ER at the time? Who was that at the time? Was that the Goran Visnjic years and the John Leguizamo?
John Leguizamo was not there yet.
Goran
was there. Noah Wiley was there. Maura Tierney was there.
Oh. And she also worked with our good friend Dave Koechner.
Hey, all right.
She played Dave Koechner's wife on Hank, right?
Yeah. Love Dave.
Yeah, and Melinda McGraw, who I know and love. So you know everybody I know.
Okay, good.
What a shot.
This is good. We run the same circles, which now I'm feeling
like it.
Find a new circle. You like it? Oh, I like it. All right, good.
Yeah, it's good.
How is it working with Koechner? Have you seen Anchorman 2 yet? Did you like it?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but, I mean, he's amazing. He's, like, the nicest guy in the world. So fun, so funny. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome. Isn't it true that with your SAG card you get into movies for free?
That's right. No, not exactly.
I'm getting my Writers Guild card, so I don't know. Do I get movies for free?
Oh, wait, Writers Guild?
I don't know. I'm getting my Writers Guild card. You got a SAG card, so who do we get in for free, or what's the deal here?
Well, the Writers Guild is nice because there are free screenings, and then they'll also send you some screeners in the mail.
Nothing.
You hate screenings. I hate screenings, and I hate screeners even more. I get nothing out of this. good health and dental. Do you get dental with SAG?
I don't know. Maybe a little bit of dental. Maybe, you know, like a checkup and cleaning kind of thing.
I can tell by her
teeth are just perfect.
I can tell by her voice that she has perfect teeth.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. She doesn't know about the dental plan.
I can't remember. My teeth are I had a lot of work done on my teeth, so now they're good.
Oh, work done.
This healthcare commercial was fun.
Yeah, wow. Right.
Wow. Boy, did you know for $49 a month you can get total coverage?
Hey, you do great coverage with SAG, though. That's why people go to SAG,
well,
for the benefits.
At, yeah, right. At some point, all you have to get AARP or SAG, whatever happens first.
It's probably
right?
going
to
be AARP.
Yeah, AARP when you don't have any teeth left.
No, that's true.
Let's see, what else? What else do you have going on, my dear?
My dear.
Yes. Yes.
What is on brave for the evening, my dear?
I'm excited about Best Night Ever. What's that?
Best Night Ever, December 26th, yep. January 31st. We're all excited. It's a great flick. It's funny as fuck. It's a good time.
Yes. Yeah. It's going to be great.
Way better than Hangover 2 and 3. I'll tell you that. I'll throw that right out there.
Is that because they didn't do the show? Is that why?
No, it's just the movie good to improve.
No, they're not.
They're not good.
They really aren't.
I'm just busting balls, guys.
Hey, oh, Steve's being funny.
Steve's like,
continue,
no, seriously,
Chris,
guys.
Continue.
So anyways, okay. Matt's on his phone.
I am a trophy wife, Krista does as well. I'm looking at other things, Krista. I'm plugging for Krista at this point.
Thank you. I know. You're really nice. Yes, I'm on Trophy Wife and Hello Ladies.
Okay, you're going to be mad at me. Oh, yeah, and Hello Ladies. You're going to be mad at me for asking you this because I don't watch television. So I need you to believe me when I say I'm not doing this with any malicious intent at all. Okay?
Okay.
So far, so good. Don't get mad at me.
So far, so good.
Ask two questions that you may possibly be like, this guy's a dick.
Okay, great.
Right. Trophy Wife. I saw the first episode of it.
Yes.
Marsha Gay Harden's on it, who's great. Bradley Whitford's on it, who's great. Now, I'm guessing you have a lot of scenes with Melanie Ackerman, right?
None so far. I've only worked with Michaela and Bradley.
Okay. Bradley's great, right? He's the best. Whitford is amazing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm very confused by her. How do I put this? How do I phrase this?
Spit it out.
I feel like Trophy Wife's a funny show. I only see it once. I don't watch TV, so people that know me will be like, wow, you saw a show. This is amazing. So I watched it, and I guess the best way to put it, is it wrong to say she's kind of like Cameron Diaz in Bad Teacher? I feel like she's her Cameron Diaz could, like, stunt double something.
Yeah, they look alike.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. They do.
And they do the same type of comedy, too.
Yeah, they do.
Never made that connection. Yeah, I don't know.
That was
they're blonde.
Connection. Yeah, I know they're blonde. But they do the same type of, like, I don't know. That new Cameron Diaz looks awful, by the way. That one with the, you haven't seen this preview? Oh, my God. It's like her, Apatow's wife and Kate Upton.
Really?
Okay.
I don't know about that. It looks terrible. Okay.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Help me with this. Never seen it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to assume it's good because you say so. How much of it's scripted? How much of it is improv? And my second question then would be, if you were going to tell someone why to watch Hello Ladies, what would you tell them?
You would have to start with, it's HBO and it's Stephen Merchant. And so right away I would give that a go.
Okay.
And then it's 8 episodes is a season, right? So there's that. It's not, you know, it's not too crazy. And then it's dark. It's a dark, dry humor. And so I think if you like those things, you're going to love it.
Okay. I like dark, dry humor.
Okay.
All right. I like it.
Here's the reason I haven't watched it. One, I don't have time to watch any TV. Two, it's about dating in L.A. I just feel like, well, I'm getting to movies first. I just feel like with these shows that happen in L.A., everyone in L.A. kind of lives in a bubble. And I don't think any of it's really about L.A. It's just about the Hollywood scene. And I think that's kind of like, who can relate to that? Like, I think real L.A. is like a dating show in Pasadena. That I would want.
Right.
Yeah.
That I would want.
Well, I have to say, I have to say this. I have never seen L.A. on a TV show or a movie so real. Like, these are, you know, like, the show has these pool parties or, like, a house party or that kind of, but
right.
it's not the glamorous side of it. It's not glossy, you know. There's nothing right. slick okay. about it. It's sort of, right. it's down to earth.
Well, you sold me on at least watching one, because now I need to know
okay.
whether I got to yell at you or not about it being
okay, good.
Good portion of L.A. or not. Because my whole problem with anything L.A.-based is it's just all about
Hollywood.
Same shit.
Well, no, it's
there's no real life to it. It's all about people that work in the business.
It's not about L.A. It's
yeah.
about Hollywood,
right.
which asserts its ascendancy.
But they call it L.A.
It asserts its ascendancy over the rest of the city in everything.
No one in Compton watches these shows and goes, ah, it's in L.A.
Yeah, right.
Or talks like that. But yeah, no one.
Well, you know, unlike, you know, I think of like Entourage, where everybody was sort of an L.A. person. But Hello Ladies is about, like, everyone on the show is not an L.A. person in L.A., if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And
like,
you do a amount of improv on there?
There's quite a bit of improv.
Okay. Is it scripted, like, 30 pages, and then you guys just kind of go with the flow, or is it outlined, or what's the deal?
It's completely scripted. And the writing is really good. And then when we get there and they're like, it could be better, or that's not sounding right coming out of her mouth, or, you know, whatever, then it's like, okay, just make it. It's sort of like Curb Your Enthusiasm, where it's like, okay, just it's a little more, okay, here's the script, but what's more important than the script is making this scene work.
Right. Have you ever worked on a show that was outlined or a movie that was outlined instead of script?
Quite a few shows are like that. Like, you know, Mad TV is sort of like that, and Curb Your Enthusiasm was sort of like that.
Yeah, which was like that. Now, when you did Curb, like, what does a script look like when you get it? What does an outline look like?
That was actually a little bit less scripted. I don't know if that was totally. I've heard people have different experiences on there. I sort of got, hey, Krista, here's what the scene is. You know, you're going to answer the phone. This is sort of what you're going to say to the person. You know, I mean, it was that. It was a little more vague.
Did you not even get a script? You didn't even get an outline, is what you're saying? They just told you what to say when you showed up?
They gave me like. Like a page with a few paragraphs on it.
Holy shit. And that was just your scene. They're like, here's what goes on.
Yeah, here's what goes on. She's going to do this, and then you should do something like this, and then walk over there and do this, and, you know, and then speak if it makes sense.
Great direction.
They
right
tell
there.
You speak if it makes sense. So you're sitting
well,
there.
I mean, yeah, that was sort of the gist
really
of it.
Good.
Larry Charles. Just
yes, yes.
Anarchist. He's like Fellini on the set.
I wonder how much. He's got to be a genius, though. Larry David's got to be a genius. He's just got to be, because if you're working off of that little scripted material, and you can put together shows as coherent.
Narratively.
Forget that they're funny. They're coherent.
Yes.
Right.
It blows my mind. I'll give you a great example. Anchorman 2. Not so coherent. There's some coherency that misses from these things that you can notice. His shows are like plot point, and they hit them all. And they're wickedly funny. That's genius.
Yeah.
That blows my mind. Yeah. That's great. Well, First Night Ever is going to be in theater January 31st. It is on VO On Demand starting Wednesday, or Thursday, which is Video On Demand. Does that include, like, iTunes and Amazon and all that, or no?
Yes.
Oh, it does. Okay, very good.
I think so.
In honor of Boxing Day, which is December 23rd.
Yeah, Boxing Day. Yeah, that's good. Best night ever is on Boxing Day.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you should be telling people that, Chris. I don't know what you're... I mean, it's all really easy stuff for people to remember. You go, Boxing Day, best night ever.
She's
like, of course. All the Canadians are on board. I'm just going international.
And let's just bug the hell out of this. It is really, really funny.
Right.
And it's filthier than Bridesmaids. And so if you like Bridesmaids, but you want a little more filth,
right,
this movie's good.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you do feel that way, right? You do know you were a bunch of filthy broads in this movie, right?
That's right. We were disgusting, yes.
Yeah, you were gross, broad. By the way, do you feel the horny aspect of women played up in these movies is accurate? I feel like women don't like sex as much as men.
Do, though.
I think it's bullshit.
They want us to believe that they do.
Yeah, I think it's bullshit.
Well, I think it depends. I mean, I think that in the movie, I'm one of the horniest characters, and it didn't feel unusual to me.
I just don't think women are as horny as men. Men have got to be
well,
more horny.
Well, maybe.
Men fuck
yeah,
animals.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, yeah, you win. Yeah.
Wow.
Listen, yeah, men are definitely horny.
I didn't mean
women.
To have to break that out.
How do you think lesbians move into each other after one date and gay men hate each other after one date?
Okay.
They got to get more dick.
Okay.
Lesbians are like, I only need one vagina in my life forever. I don't care what it looks like. As long as it doesn't smell too bad.
Oh,
let's
Jesus.
Move in. Let's
she, get, she knows how to make
yeah, let's
eggs
get a
Benedict the next
right.
day.
That's it.
That's fine.
Every lesbian gets married after a day.
Yeah. God, we know so much.
I know so much about lesbians and homosexuals.
Yes.
Yep, you got it. You got it.
I am the Jeopardy of homosexuality.
You are.
Yeah. That's right. That's,
you've got a good Trebek mustache coming in.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
So, okay. So, all right. So that should get people to see this movie. Now we know everyone's really horny in it.
Right.
Now we know a bunch of broads
but
are really horny. There's
horny.
A bunch of half-naked men to naked men throughout the, well, not throughout, but in the movie.
Yeah.
And women are into that
yeah.
nowadays.
Yeah, okay.
I hear.
Because they're horny.
Yeah. That's right.
They write
that's articles
right.
about
that,
I'm not saying they're not horny. They are really horny.
No, I know. We're just saying not.
All right,
Christy, you were fantastic. I know this interview was like all over the place. It's the good cocaine week.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming out and putting up with my bullshit.
For
it was
sure.
The best night ever.
Thank
it,
you.
It was.
Well, will you do the show again, or are you going to Mo Collins me?
No, I'll be back.
All right. Thank you.
You're
we
very
love you.
Cool. You're
Thank
very
you.
Cool.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Tell your husband hello.
Okay.
And I trust
okay.
him. I trust he's not using you for your money and your fame. Let him
okay,
know.
Good. I'll tell him.
All right.
I
we'll
will
talk
tell him.
Okay. Have
okay.
a good night.
Good night.
All right, best night ever. It's in theaters January 31st. It's on the video on demand on the 26th.
Yeah, we are fucking,
I think that was a hard-hitting interview.
We are fucking delightful.
I think so.
It'll be the best night ever.
I think
right?
that was a hard-hitting
It'll
interview.
Be the best night ever when you're going to see best night ever.
Yeah, I mean, we found out a lot of things today.
Did
we not?
We did.
Did we not find out a lot of things?
We today? Learned a lot. We really learned something today.
Yeah. And we learned her husband is a good guy. He's not using her.
No. He's got that
he's
makeup
He's got the makeup
money.
Gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably pays well, don't you think?
I think so, if you're good at your job.
I got to imagine the makeup gig pays a few clams.
Because that's work. That's, like, tiresome.
Although it is below the line.
Is it below the line?
Yeah.
But that's really? Got to be, like, high below
it
the
line.
It
is high
though,
below
right?
the line, yeah.
Those are the people it's claimed you're taking money from when you illegally download movies.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Thank you, Lars Ulrich.
Yeah, why can't Julia Roberts just give a little more of her money down the line?
Right.
No?
You could ask her.
That'll
How would
happen.
She able to buy a diamond-encrusted toilet seat for her other summer home?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I think that's
yeah,
a thing.
It is a thing because it was reportedly Julia Louis-Dreyfus requested it in her dressing room in one of the later Seinfeld seasons. Because they were asking for these exorbitant salaries.
Why shouldn't she have that?
Yikes, Julia.
It's weird shit, lady.
Let me tell you something. No, Tobias thinks Caesar must not be listening to the show because he hasn't heard from him once. And during that interview, I guess he was supposed to have heard from him.
Oh, okay.
Because it was a little racy, I guess.
How was no,
Listen,
no, it
I
was
think,
not racy.
I think Caesar just thought the interview was perfect. He didn't have anything to say.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, because it was.
Listen.
Perfect interview.
This wasn't racy.
Did we cover everything in that interview?
This was the least.
We covered it all.
Yeah, we did.
If you did not know about Krista Flanagan before.
You do now.
You do now.
You know all about her.
You know everything about her.
And This isn't no fucking PBS Kids, goddammit.
Yeah,
no,
right.
No,
fuck
no.
Shit and PBS Kids, no. Right?
St. Charlie Rose.
There goes the Christmas episode.
Yeah.
You just fuck shit and pissed all over the Christmas
well,
episode.
Merry Cuntmas, as you used to tell me.
That's true. That's what I used to tell people.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think I dropped cunt in the interview, too.
You did.
I?
You did, but it was... You didn't. You didn't use it in that Mo Collins-y way.
No. Oh, she's never doing the show again, Mo Collins.
No.
She really hates us.
It's okay.
She really hates us.
I'm glad we have one guest who really just does not like us. And by the way,
we have more than one.
Yeah.
We just don't know it.
Yeah.
We just don't
she's
know
just
it.
More vocal.
I wasn't
about
even
it.
Part of that interview, so she's fairly neutral towards me.
Yeah, she doesn't have a problem with you.
If we do
you
another,
tell her who you know.
Yeah, if we do another one, I'll conduct it. I'll take the hit.
Oh, very good. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What do I got going on here? We talked about the woman situation with
we
our...
We did.
But Steve and I were having an interesting discussion. And I think Lee will have a very, like, romantic gay view on this. So we should give him a chance to share
Please,
it with the world.
Let's yes. hear the gay romantic version of this.
So we were talking about, well, all right, you keep this 20-year-old around for fun, okay? So, like, when I got traveled to all these film festivals later this year for the movie and next year, bring her with, fuck her on the road, you could see her and fuck her. Okay, you got, basically, it's your travel buddy,
mm-hmm.
right? But then we dissected this.
We did.
When is it ever just a travel buddy? Two things happen then. Serious at some point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Or you meet another woman who you make your girlfriend, and... Even though it's cool, because that was just your travel buddy, she won't be upset. Of course she's going to go fucking nuts. So really, travel buddy is just another way of saying, I'm not mature enough to recognize what this really is as a relationship. Correct? Or do you have another view on the travel buddy? The fun buddy.
Well, again, a lot of relationships are about convenience. Just big
right.
people you meet at work.
No, it's convenient right now.
Right.
right. But at... It, does it ever end well, relationships of convenience?
I can't, well, no,
she's
but
20.
No, yeah, it, but it's not that she's 20. It can't end well, but it started well. So one of the things is going to go well.
It started very well, but whether I meet another woman who that I'm serious about, because she's in L.A., this girl.
Yeah.
So let's say I meet a woman in Chicago, and I go, I got a girlfriend. She'll be like, oh, yeah, okay, cool, whatever. We know she really is kind of, like, devastated about it.
Yeah.
Even though it was just the fun fucking around thing. Like, everyone just says that to, like, protect themselves from
I don't know. It's
putting in feelings.
It's difficult to say whether it's going to go well or not.
Yeah. I think if you dissect it, these fun relationships, or what they call friends with benefits,
yeah.
FWB,
yeah.
never ends well.
No,
oh,
you're right.
can I also...
Look at the two movies made about them.
Well, yeah.
They don't really literally end well.
I know. Those were both so true to life,
They're so bad.
Too.
Oh, no. I meant the movies end well.
Oh,
they
yeah.
don't even end well.
Oh, yeah. Because
they got made, and they're no good. But yeah.
Matt, can you go ahead and explain to everyone what happened when you were adding people for a suggestion?
Oh, this
friend?
Is great.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Because this
so,
needs to be said.
Earlier today, I had some time on my hands. The first time since I've been home that I literally was sitting down, and I'm like, holy shit, I got nothing to do right now. Like nothing. It was like 2:00. I got home from the gym and I got my outline done for the pilot, and the outline for the movie's good, and we're not doing business on the first of the year. So I'm like, okay, I got nothing to do right now. So, and I go, I'm going to fuck around. They got this suggest a friend option. People you may know. Okay. So I decided I was going to add like 100, which now I'm blocked from adding people for like a week or two.
Wow.
So,
nothing new with
I
you.
I have my penance
yeah,
coming.
Yeah, nothing new with you, pal.
But they have this feature called People You May Know. So when you sign on to Facebook, it goes, oh, you may know, for instance, on here right now, Josh Bryant and I share 39 mutual friends. And then it says, add friend. Max Stanford and I share 9 mutual friends. Add friend? No, I can't do it. So, but anyways, so I add about 100 people. About half of them have already added me back.
Jesus Christ.
The other half, they're like sitting and waiting. There were, and this is why I did it. I was experimenting. I wanted to see who would add me, who wouldn't, and who would question who the fuck I am.
Send you messages?
Yeah.
Who
and
did?
I got 5.
5? Okay.
And I'm going to read them.
Oh, all yeah. right. I love
them. I think I'm
going to
read them.
Okay.
I may not read all of them, but I'll definitely read this one because this one's kind of creepy. There's one from like a Harry Potter nerd that's just not really funny. He just got mad that I don't know him, and he's like a hardcore Harry Potter nerd. Like you go to his page, and it's all like wizard.
Did he
magic
cast a spell on you?
I don't know, but he's gay too. So it's like,
a gay wizard.
I guess that's like a big thing right now.
A
in
wizard.
The gay community is Dumbledore kind of shit.
What the fuck is that?
Or whatever.
What is a Dumbledore?
I don't know. Dumbledore Ian McKellen, is. Place one wizard and everyone's gay all of a sudden.
Of course.
Yeah. Well,
is that why everyone's gay?
Steve, Dumbledore is the headmaster of Hogwarts.
What the fuck's a Hogwart?
The university where Harry Potter attends magic school.
Oh, okay. Come on.
So.
All right, good.
Nick, I'll leave out his last name because this is a pretty embarrassing story.
Okay.
Nick Blank, do I know you? How do you know me? And I say back, because I got to come up with some bullshit right now of why I'm adding him. I don't want to say, oh, I'm pranking you on my radio show tonight.
Which you're king of reasons.
Right.
You know,
so I said, you were suggested to me, which he was, I just moved to Chicago for a film and was looking to make friends.
God.
He goes, LOL. Cool. Cool. Chicago's an awesome place. He's in Kentucky. I'm like, oh, you're in Kentucky. Fuck. Like I was really going to hang out with him.
You might have. I don't know.
Sorry if I offended you.
You have kind of a weird Don Draper
That's
thing when
true.
It comes to strangers. You'd rather see them more than your own loved
That's
ones.
That's very true. You know who? My mom says that about me all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And she says my grandpa used to be that way.
Yeah, when I first knew you, I was like, no. And now I'm like, yes.
It's
kind of
true. So I said, sorry if I offended you by adding you. And he didn't add me back. By the way, he still hasn't added me
back. So he's just messaging
me. And he goes, LOL. Yeah, he's just messaging me, which is almost creepy.
What a weirdo, yeah.
He goes, you didn't offend me. I go, I'm actually from here, but I was in L.A. for a few years, and I'm just looking to meet new people. It's really no big deal. He goes, what kind of films? ? And I go, oh, it's an indie. It's a romantic comedy with gay themes. And he goes, oh, cool. And I go, well, why do you ask? And he goes, cool, cool. And then he goes, born here, upside down smiley face. I think that leads back to the Kentucky thing that I said, oh, you're in Kentucky. He goes, I'm bound to move. And I go, so why did you ask about the film, though? Why were you curious? And he goes, oh, I'm 21. I go, what does that mean? I go, well, what do you do?
You're always asking about films when you're 21.
Yeah, right. I go, okay, well, what do you do? He goes, porn. I go, shut up. That's what I said. I said, shut up. He goes, I do, LOL. I go, come on, you do not. What are the odds I add 100 people and the one that fucking messages me like non-fucking stops in gay porn?
Well,
so
well
he goes,
that would... All right.
I go, come on, you do not. And he goes, ? And I go, you go to school or something? Because I'm thinking I'm getting punked right now. Okay?
Right.
He sends me a picture of some weird dude. He goes, LMAO, wrong photo. That's my cousin. Then he sends me 5 pictures of his asshole. And he goes, these are pictures from me on set. This is one of my shoots. I do school, too, though.
I do school?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Gay porn pays better than straight porn. I go, they both pay shit. He goes, well, true, but I get paid a lot. I go, okay. He goes, $1,600 for a scene. I go, that's nothing. You're in Kentucky. You get, like, what, a scene a month?
Do not belittle the Kentucky porn scene.
Right?
Yeah.
This is the funniest
Apparently.
Part. He goes, usually more. I know. I really don't actually make that much. I meet lots of people, though, and I travel the U.S. for free and make connections. It's a fun lifestyle.
He's a
this
swinger.
This is my new friend, Nick, who's not my friend. He won't add me on.
He's a swinger.
Wow. Well, no, he's a gay porn star. Gay.
Gay claims
By
to
the
be.
Way, the name.
I had a scene.
The word star after anybody in porn is just a joke.
Boy, is that Lou?
We filmed it. We filmed at Kentucky in the studio. We had a scene in Bourbon and Branchwater and Hardcock together.
Yeah. Yeah, he's, like, really impressed with himself, and he's, like, really happy with his career. And you look at him, and he looks like this little Midwest. He looks like a straight kid, Midwest, 16, 17, 18 years old, not 21. Actually, he may be 16,
you thought,
17, 18
You thought
years
you
old.
Were being weird having to mention that your movie had gay themes to a stranger. And he was like, yeah, here's my asshole.
Yeah, He sent me pictures of his asshole. Not being penetrator.
And
I think.
Five,
just
two.
His asshole.
Like, in case one wouldn't, two, one or two wouldn't do the
and
job.
And he slipped up with the picture of his cousin first, which
Why
means the picture
he,
of his cousin is literally next to the picture of his asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Because he accidentally grabbed the wrong picture and threw it in the bin.
Whoop, that's my cousin.
Whoops, that's my cousin, and I'm in Kentucky, and here's my asshole.
This is how I get paid.
So that was fun today. Thanks, Facebook.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark Zuckerberg.
Thanks, Nick. I'm going to drop a nickel's worth of advice for everyone out here after hearing this little gay escapade.
One asshole picture at a time.
Adult diaper industry is going to be booming in about 20 years. I've purchased some stock in the adult diaper industry here.
That's good.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of ass fucking.
Could you
there's
a lot
of some leakage.
For whatever reason, fucking in the old brown-eyed girl is popular.
It is really popular.
So guess what's going to be really popular in 20 years when people can't hold it?
Oh, that's true.
Oh, wow.
You make a good point, Steve.
I'm
he makes a really solid point.
I'm on the bottom floor of the...
How much money do we need
bizarre,
to invest in
adult What a bizarre
diapers?
Incarnation for clairvoyance.
By the way, this is a really good-looking kid, too. Like, you look at him and you're like...
Okay, man. So...
No, I'm just saying. You look at him and you're like, why the fuck are you doing gay porn? How do these people get involved in this shit?
If you're good-looking...
Brain matter, right?
They want...
I don't know.
What?
Lack of brain matter, right? Let's be honest.
Well, you can...
Defend the people that do gay porn, Lee. I want to hear a defense for it.
They want to fuck and they like the money. People want them because they're good looking.
But it's not a lot of money. Let's say you make 30 grand a year.
Here's the thing.
If
it's a lot of money for what you have to do. And I'm not saying it's easy. In porn is actually kind of difficult, probably, I imagine. Because you got to, like, use all these cameras. They're under a lot of pressure. They got to be in a certain mode. Whatever. But they didn't want to work at McDonald's. That's the thing. They didn't want to do anything like an office. That's why.
But the lifespan for this is so limited, too, isn't it? Like, you have a good, like, 10 years, and then you're fucked.
Nobody is thinking that far ahead anymore, I think.
Are we the only people that think like this?
I know I am. I don't think about diapers.
I don't think like that. I'm living in the moment.
Then
but
why
I
didn't
just,
you do porn?
I wouldn't spend my... I wouldn't spend like 40 years doing something that I couldn't wait to get away from. People do, you know, it used to be our parents like, yeah, well, it's not a good job, but I can retire and buy an RV in 35 years. Like, I don't,
you know, they do have to be a porn star. Like, they've got TV shows
what,
about
like
it.
On MTV?
It was something even like Discovery or TLC.
On the Discovery Channel. You discovered it.
Yeah,
I just feel so bad.
It was on Nat Geo.
I feel so bad for people that do porn, and I know they'd all kill me and like, beat the shit out of me for saying that because they're so proud of it.
Well, some of them were nice.
They honestly can't be that proud of themselves.
No, I'm not
trying to be a prude here either. I'm not even a prude about it. It's just like, as a human being, don't you have higher aspirations than getting fucked on camera?
If you don't now, did you at one point?
Right.
You
I'm
were a kid
saying,
once.
Something happened.
Yeah.
You weren't 8 years old going, I want to be a porn star.
I can clarify some of this for you. Now, my source isn't
Kitty diddling?
Yeah, and my source is Dr. Drew, so take that or leave
it. No, you're right about this.
But,
go ahead.
But
a
lot of these people are abused as children or young adults,
and they don't want to even think about
that. As I was telling my daughters Crystal and Cinnamon the other day.
They don't got all their marbles, and they're emotionally fucked over. And
Some of them, though, I'll tell you something. I got to think quite a few of them are not. And really?
I know a couple. God, I'm ashamed to say this.
Or no more than the rest of us.
I know a couple porn stars personally who are very, very intelligent. Or at least have moments of very intelligent conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, incredibly intelligent.
Right.
Either they're really funny or they're really smart. They're sporadic, but it's there.
Well, yeah, Bridget B. seemed pretty smart.
Well, Jeremy Stevens, he's a gay porn star. I was talking to him about doing the film. At one point, I got so desperate, I talked to – not desperate as Jeremy's not talented, but I wasn't ever going to cast a gay porn star to star in our movie not a porn. But
right.
I did talk to
Jeremy. I don't know. You
Jeremy.
were racking your brain for a while
this
there.
This is what happened. I ended up talking to Jeremy, and he's the greatest guy ever, actually, and he's a cool dude. He's really fucking funny and really fucking smart. And if it wasn't for the fact that he does gay porn, I would have casted him.
Hmm.
He was great.
Hmm.
And he quit gay porn, which makes it even worse, because now it's like, dude, if you would have never done the gay porn, but then I would have never met you probably. But, okay, let's forget that. But if you would have never done the gay porn, you maybe could have gotten an opportunity to do a film, which you really wanted to do. because now he met some guy. I'm talking too much out of school about this, but he's in a relationship now, and he got out of porn, from what I'm told.
Okay.
Hey, he got fucked over.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, though, I feel bad for some of these people because, like, you have the intelligence and you have the smarts. I've met a couple kids in Boys Town who tell me they're going to be porn stars. It's like, have you thought about this? You're 21.
Yeah.
You don't have to go be a porn star.
Well, a lot of them aren't sharp. They can't think on their feet or on their knees.
I guess so. I guess that's true.
I couldn't beat you. Yours was better.
Steve, Tobias has a question for you.
Yeah, what is it?
How's the book?
The book is going well. It's being edited because I can't edit very well. So it's I'm waiting to get
back. Talk in the mic, Steve.
No one
can hear you talking.
I'm sorry. It's being edited right now. One of my acquaintances knows an editor, sent it off to the editor a few months ago. It's going to come back to me for a rewrite, and it will be electronically distributed via Amazon.
Oh, how rewrite?
Man, speaking of 21 years old... Aid is like my good friend Aid,
who we all know.
I hope the book goes well, by the way.
Thank you.
We're new subject.
Aid is like my... Until I met the gays. When I met the gays, then I was like hip again. Like, I know what Snapchat now is and stuff. Well, that was a girl, though. But still, Aid's into the Snapchat. She's
out
of
course.
The point of the story I was getting to was, Aid is like my portal to like 20-year-old culture. And, like, so I'm now going to call Instagram Insta, because she calls it Insta all the time.
She's your youth.
Like, she's so hip.
She's your youth cipher.
She kind of is.
Your hip Yoda.
And she's fairly normal. So you're getting a pretty accurate version.
She's fairly normal and very intelligent for that
generation. She's only getting a fairly normal? How about completely normal? Come on.
She is a girl.
She's, yeah. Bingo.
So that I don't know how to respond to that. All right, I love how you just go, guys, giving her fairly. How about completely?
For a woman, she's normal.
Yeah, okay. I don't know any completely normal people.
All right,
at all.
No, I don't either.
I mean, think really.
I really don't know any normal people either.
We're all fucked up.
Steve, I'm looking around the table. I ain't looking good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you look at who you're looking at.
But if you ever want to see a freak show,
exactly.
You guys should sign onto my Facebook sometime and see all the. Freaks
Can
and
we?
Geeks. Oh, God, it's the worst.
You remember when we used to sit in the car and you would just, like, use weird voices to read statuses? That was
classic.
That was great.
Do you want to read some statuses tonight?
I
do you want to do some status reading?
Yes.
Okay. Before we wrap up.
And I think you should use your Julia Child's voice as well.
All right.
Okay. Or your Harvey
Aaron Lohan. Team. Aaron Lohan, who's in the movie, by the way. He's in our movie.
All right.
Work sucks. Thank God, it's almost closing time. That was 21 minutes ago. Should we like it just so he knows that we made fun of it?
Yes.
He won't know. I'm not even going to like it. Well, here's Melissa Dupre, who's also in the movie. It's Rudolph time, motherfuckers.
Wow, all right.
Rudolph time, motherfuckers.
Very profound.
It's good. That was the right voice for that post.
I feel like when people hear these out loud, maybe they should rethink posting these statuses.
That's exactly what I do.
If it sounds stupid out loud, maybe it shouldn't be written word.
No.
Or I'll say something out loud and be like, oh, well, okay, who the fuck cares? And then,
I write one really profound post every 20. The arrest are just horrendous.
Sean Salisbury.
Yeah. Oh, this is good.
I'm about to bust a cap in that Elf on the Shelf's ass.
Yeah.
Your own voice was good enough.
Now, when you say that out loud, maybe it shouldn't be written on Facebook. Let's see. What else do we got? There's got to be tons of it. I don't want to make fun of people remembering dead ones.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that. Come on.
Come on, people.
Yeah. What are you putting that shit on Facebook for? I'm trying to make fun of you and you're trying to make
fun of I saw a really good fight on Facebook over child support. This was great.
Really?
Oh, this was a humdinger. This was really good.
Child support?
Yeah.
Laura? Mids,
oh, here we go.
Fuck it all. My favorite woman on
she
the planet.
She don't need an introduction.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, David Foster, egomaniac in all caps.
Her whole life is all caps.
Wrote.
Yeah.
All she wrote.
She's living in caps.
Yeah, she's living in caps.
She is living in caps.
If she's listening right now,
that's
her whole
like
life
my
is
favorite.
All caps.
Her statuses are the best ever.
My favorite of hers was when she was drinking milk. Like, just drinking milk. It was wonderful.
Yeah, or Rufus farted.
Or, yeah, anything that Rufus did.
Matthew Borg. Fuck Mondays.
Yeah. Yeah, that's serious.
Scott Cain liked it.
Well, that's good.
He liked it.
Good.
I should do like a CNN for like Facebook updates. Like so 24 hours though. Just sit here 24 hours live and just be like, Herb Lawrence, I don't even like her music, but I understand why people do. She's one of the best, if not the best, female artist that has ever done it. The article is Beyonce resets the rules on CNN.com.
This just in, Larry Washington says sometimes titties got to squeeze themselves.
Yeah, right.
If you did do that, make it like a charity thing, 24-hour book-a-thon where you just read statuses online.
I think I'm going to.
Raise money.
Yes.
Derek Michael Lundgren says, got reported again. Everyone, please repost my cover photo and tag me.
What the fuck?
Is this funny, people?
Eric Thomas, back in Cooter County.
Cooter?
With Cooter County.
Cooter.
Is that
Cooter,
like,
Cooter County?
Is that a euphemism for doing it?
He's a gay man in Philadelphia.
Oh. All right. Well, then, no, it's not what I thought.
Man, I'm outing people on this show now, too.
Yeah.
Anthony Maslow, my apartment is coming along with a picture of his floor air mattress.
Wow.
Oh,
but he's got some plans.
All right. He's got some plans.
Man, Cooter, I could do this all
Cooter
day.
County was a little funnier.
Cooter County's good.
It rolls
I'm
off,
not even looking for funny at this
it
point.
It rolls off the
I'm
tongue,
just
so to speak.
Literally going to read everybody's fucking Facebook.
Do it.
Not everybody's.
Well, yeah. All 1,000 of your closest friends. Yeah.
I think the last one I was that I just said I'm an asshole.
I'm said I'm one of Benny Hill's children.
Francisco Thurston says,
ooh,
I said, bitch.
What?
That's all he said. Wow.
That's all he said. I said, bitch.
Did anyone like that?
J.D. Hughes, this cold weather makes me miss having a boyfriend who wants to be all mine, smiley face, kissy face.
Wow. Any takers? Anyone?
That's not
call in right
21
now.
21 people like this.
Brevity is the soul of wit.
21 people like this is the important thing.
God.
Let's find one that's really ridiculous. Oh, I could do this all day. I can find one that's really like 500 likes,
this
and it'll be the stupidest fucking thing you ever read.
This is wearing me
life.
Down.
Oh, this. Well, good. This is the last segment. But this is going to make you cry. Because I'm going to read the stupidest thing ever. And
make me laugh.
Like 500 likes from like. Okay.
Anytime anything is the best ever is usually when I vomit.
So this guy's in physical therapy.
All right.
Yeah.
And he has his leg hanging up in a stirrup, hanging from the ceiling. 50 shades of physical therapy, feeling tied up, 91 likes.
What? That's filthy. Filthy people.
91 likes.
50 shades of physical therapy. That's
91 likes.
He couldn't even think of a funny pun.
You sounded like Jeffrey Jones there 9 times.
Oh, God, I hope I never sound like Jeffrey
Mrs.
Jones.
Mrs. Bueller, 9 times.
9 times.
91 likes.
That's ridiculous.
91 likes for that. You write something very smart.
Nobody
likes
it.
3 likes.
No.
You'll be 0
likes.
You'll 0 likes.
And your mother only likes it in front of your face and then unlikes it when you leave the room.
Right, absolutely. And if it's more than 3 sentences, nobody likes it. Nobody reads the whole thing.
Happy birthday, Dean Fernando, by the way.
Happy birthday.
That we learned on Facebook today. It's Dino Machino's birthday.
Okay.
Do you know?
Over at our Cinephile.
Yeah, Miss Cinephile.
And for his birthday, Dean posted his WGA West registry form for a new script he wrote. So God bless.
All right, good.
Wish you the best
good
there.
Good luck to Dean.
Let's see if we can find one more ridiculous Facebook post. I could do this every week.
Yeah,
I like
don't know why
Facebook.
You haven't. We used to do this in the car all the
time.
We
do a multitude of different. I like the voices though.
I can give you stupid shit though all the time. I mean, I got the stupidest Facebook.
You've got
friend.
A good crowd.
Oh,
yeah,
stupid.
Your Facebook friend audience is like Darwin Award Central right there.
Let's see.
Me included.
Okay, this got 108 likes.
Oh come on. What
this.
The fuck?
Are you ready? Drewston Pardon.
What? That's a name?
That's
a
name.
Oh, fuck.
LOL at the dude buying condoms, and your card got declined. You just got cock-blocked by Visa. Guess it pays to discover. Checked in at Walgreens.
Wow.
108 likes.
It's actually kind of clever.
He liked it.
Yeah.
All right. Bruce, Bruce did take his own hot there.
That's clever for a guy whose name sounds like a bad hand of Scrabble.
That's good. We ran out of letters, Ma.
Yeah, Druden. No.
But you could just say Dustin.
Yeah.
What's with the R?
Dorfman.
Hello. His name sounds like some clinically awful disease.
Oh.
How many times does he have to, someone's like, okay, Drew, and he's like, Druden, actually.
Druden.
Okay, I'll give you one. Here's
I like making fun of these people
here's
better.
Here's a Druden that got 64 comments.
Druden
got 64 likes
sounds
for
like
this.
Sounds like Rooster.
Here's one that no one will defend this one. The moment when you think a guy needs him, !! Hashtag bullshit, hashtag lame, hashtag swerve. 64 likes.
Hashtag walk your ass into oncoming traffic, please.
Hashtag swerve on the icy road tonight.
Yeah, I like this. Let's make fun of people.
I think we should.
All right.
Well, I can do this.
Let's
all
go
day.
Back to Aaron Lohan.
Yeah.
Work sucks. Thank God it's almost closing time.
Thank God. No, there's nothing
can't
to
do
thank
anything
him
with
for.
That. No.
You can't do anything with that? No. All right. Let's see.
I know that feeling.
Aside from thank you, Captain Obvious. Like, oh, wait, you don't like going to work. Lovely. Take
let's
a number.
See. There's got to be one more.
Logically, you would want it to
tonight.
Be over as soon as possible if
Pat,
you didn't like
Pat
it.
Pat Tobias keeps sending me my statuses. He thinks he's fucking funny.
Oh, hey-o. We got a comedian.
He goes, what about getting lubed up, or fuck, I look good, or model material.
Whoa, getting
lubed
up.
More importantly,
getting
I look
lubed
hot.
Up.
Those are all for me.
You
I
said
was at
getting
the Oil Express.
For your car.
For the car, you pervert.
Well,
like that, you fucking perv. Tons of Red Lobsters clothes everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Get them while they're hot.
You want me sorry?
No.
Please do, Sienna.
You can just tell
bit.
Me.
LA Weekly reports. LA Weekly blog, so take it with as much salt as you have.
We don't need to hire Lake Aprius as a film critic.
No. They got that broad. They're paying way less anyways, probably.
Right.
In a move sure to set the culinary world and classy guys everywhere reeling. That's when you know you're a legit newspaper, by the way, when you throw an editorial like classy guys everywhere.
Yeah.
Like we're already losers because we eat at the Red Lobster.
And right. You are.
Okay, well, I eat the Red Lobster, and I enjoy the Sizzler as well.
Yeah,
and
next she's
going to
put down the Sizzler,
that,
yeah.
I'm going to put my foot in her fucking ass.
Yeah.
Either way, this is why the middle of the country hates us.
Yeah.
It's shit like this. When you write an article like this saying, oh, those classy guys at the Red Lobster,
yeah.
The first thing hillbillies think of is not you're putting down the Red Lobster, but you think we're so dumb you don't understand that we don't understand sarcasm of saying we're classy guys
right.
at the Red Lobster.
Right.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
That's why they hate us. Just say no. One of the many reasons.
One of many reasons. Deservedly.
But at least L.A. is bringing their porn to Kentucky. I'm happy to see that.
Well, they've got one star in line, uh-huh. as you met.
Darden has announced that it will either sell or spin off its Red Lobster restaurants. Ooh, they're getting... Well, wow, I didn't know it was like all of them. Adding to the devastation, the company, which also runs Olive Garden and
exactly.
other fine dining establishments, said it will suspend the opening of new Olive Garden locations. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And slow down new locations for Longhorn Steakhouses.
See.
So they're taking Longhorn out of the running. See ya.
Yeah.
See ya. And Red Lobster backseat. And what they're trying to do... because Darden isn't doing so good, is they want to start coming up with restaurants like Chipotle. Because when you make one restaurant different than every other restaurant, then all of them got to be that thing.
Right.
So Red Lobsters are going to be shutting down. They ain't looking good for our Red Lobsters.
Unless they choose to merge Olive Garden, Red Lobster, and Longhorn Steakhouse
that would
into
be
one
amazing.
Nonsensical all-purpose.
Well, wait, why would that be? It's Olive Garden. Come on.
Oh,
it'll be called.
Oh, no,
it'll
no,
be
I
called
hate the Olive Garden.
Yeah,
but Longhorn
yeah.
and Red Lobster yeah. together, I'm all about.
Yeah,
but
I'm
what
all
if
about
they
that.
Put Olive Garden next? To you? Your food's gonna be tainted. It's gonna be sitting next to Olive Garden.
If you honestly, you have to be. I'm sorry. Now I'll shit on her. Just like LA Weekly. What? Who? Do you? Does anyone like Olive Garden?
No.
It's the shittiest.
No.
Show me one person that says they like Olive Garden without mentioning the free salad and breadsticks, without mentioning it. Or is that the reason? Pat Tobias.
Yeah,
what do you got?
I love Olive Garden for the salad and breadsticks.
Yeah.
But, however, the one in Burbank was packed all the time.
Oh, yeah, the one at Village Crossing was packed all the time.
All the fucking time.
Or so by the Lincolnwood Town Center.
That's some really tasty breadsticks and salad.
Oh, God.
So there's got to be people that actually like it.
Salad and breadsticks, too.
By the way, if you go to a mom-and-pop Italian kitchen,
morons,
you're paying like $2-3 more tops.
Yeah.
You're still paying like $14 for pasta at Olive Garden, right? Or is it really like $8?
I went with my buddies from the butcher shop 2 days ago to Bella Notte. I hadn't been there in years. A meal there is
$14,
is like,
and you
15,
get like
16
two,
bucks.
Three meals.
You get the meal and you get a giant side of mustacholi.
Yeah,
and it's delicious.
Yeah, Bella Notte.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Yeah, it's great. No, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. All right, this will be the last one. I'll do
last show of 2013.
Oh yeah, that's true too.
Or is it?
I don't know. You never know. Pat could come up with something out of his ass.
Boy, that's flattering.
Let's see. We need one more.
Hey, Pat, fart us out of show. He's saying.
You're interrupting Olive Garden.
Oh,
he doesn't eat Olive Garden. I wouldn't say that.
Pat, he eats Olive Garden.
Does he?
I'm sure he does.
Oh, the best
I'm
was
sure
the best was
does.
The Pizza Hut discussion.
That oh
was,
yeah. Okay. Here's the gay guy that
you
always,
heard that, huh?
Here's the gay guy that always gets a ridiculous amount of numbers of likes for nothing. And so he's got to have something really fucking stupid to say. Okay, 55 likes for this. Are you
what?
Ready?
I've never had
that. And this kid ain't even that good looking. Okay, he's like a 7. All right. I'm saying
how are you
7.
Sizing these men up, by the way?
I size them up, pal. First of all, top of the scale is McConaughey. Brad Pitt.
Wait, yourself? Is not you're not at the top?
No, I'm like a 7, bro. Oh
he's God. In between McConaughey. He's in between Denzel and Brad Pitt.
I'm so slow.
Somewhere where Wahlberg's at.
I'm so slow that I've just now realized you're sexually sizing these men up.
Pat Tobias has never been to Olive Garden, he says.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I didn't know. I just remember Terzo busting his balls for going to Pizza Hut for his birthday.
55 likes for this. Are you ready?
Terzo really did bust him.
Bodie Reed, who, by the way, was named Bodie after Point Break, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he was named after Patrick Swayze's character in Point Break. That's how you know you're from Texas. I need a date for a Christmas party tonight. 55 likes.
Wow.
55 likes.
That's not even... That's
it's
like,
not even a thing.
That's a thing that you put on your day planner.
Yeah.
Who's he
55
paying?
55 likes.
Who's he paying to like all this? Come on.
We've basically just deconstructed why social media blows.
Now, wait
like
a minute. You're friends with all these people. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Well, and I
well,
see
now
why.
You see why.
I see
get
why.
So frustrated
yeah, all right.
And angry every day.
I know.
I want to, like, throw shit through a wall.
But, like, you get really violently angry about stupid people on Facebook, which is the most easily preventable, avoidable way. Like,
okay,
stress.
Says Bodie Reed, who, by the way, bitches and complains about being single all the time. Then he throws out a, if you aren't happy being single, you will never be happy in a relationship.
God.
Get your own life first, then share it.
That is so profound. Lovely.
89 people liked it, so it must be pretty profound.
He's got a bunch of fucking lemmings as friends. That's,
thanks, Deepak Chopra.
Right. Wayne Dyer.
Yeah. Well.
Oh. Maybe Wayne Dyer, like, jizzed in his mouth, and that's what comes out of your mouth after
that
happened.
That post was Wayne Dyer jizz gargle.
Yeah, right.
You know
it. Be happy with yourself first. Yeah. Share it with others.
God, that's disgusting.
Okay.
We're
back.
Well, here's one that got 42 likes. Grind, twerk, work, that behind.
What the fuck? Man, I... God.
That's a haiku.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good. It's a haiku.
Like, is there something I'm missing out on, or do these people, like, friend
he's
robots?
He's not even a good-looking kid.
I don't care what he is.
I
don't know.
You ever notice... Have you noticed
that? I'm saying that is, okay, if Brad Pitt wrote that, I understand him getting 1 billion comments, because he's fucking hot, and you're like, Brad Pitt, like...
These words that are part of the lexicon that young people throw around that pertain to the things that we do on the internet. Have you noticed they're all one syllable?
Yes.
Grind,
twerk.
Tweet,
yeah,
twerk,
do two syllables.
Skype.
Blip, blap,
that's
blup.
Good. That's a good point.
Yeah. That's all they can do.
Yeah, it's fart. That's another thing they can do.
Oh, man.
Man, yeah, what you just opened up. You've got this. I didn't
Here's
even know.
Here's 126 likes. He posted a selfie, which, by the way, he's winking only because he has a lazy eye. Don't take that for granted.
Oh,
he's not winking.
Oh, my God.
At you.
He's got a lazy eye?
Yeah, he does. He has a lazy eye. I think it's fucking cool, but
maybe,
he's, like, covering it up like, oh, I'm winking.
Wow.
It's a fucking lazy eye.
Maybe
right?
His other eye is just an overachiever.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Same old selfie, just a different day. Happy Sunday, everybody. Oh. Smiles and hearts. Fuck. Bodie Reed. 126
God, taking
likes.
A selfie. What an asshole.
Oh. Yeah, right. Hey, but at least I don't pretend I don't have a lazy eye. Okay?
I can't argue with that.
I just don't get over it. There's a whole community of people who like to cyberly circle. That's what it is. They're all giving themselves hand jobs. That's what it is. Now I don't feel bad because my friends, they don't do that.
Digital hand jobs, not even
a
good
Pat
hand
sent
job.
Me one more story before. I do got to go to the city tonight, but this story looks good because it has to do with Snapchat. Topless Snapchat photo of mother and daughter leads to charges.
Oh, yeah, I read about this. This was good. This was good.
Well, let's play the clip. There's a clip.
Do-do-do-do.
And you know I love my clips.
I know you do. Fresh clips.
Oh, it's in my favorite section, too. It's in the weird news section.
Oh, on
favorite.
The HuffPost?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I love the HuffPost.
Lee brought all his beer for him to drink. He had one.
No.
Well, I'm a songwriter. I'm an entertainer. And I change diapers at the middle of the night.
Oh, no. Well, we'll get back to it in 20 seconds when the ad's not playing.
Good.
Someone just said they're going to eat me.
Was it Hannibal Lecter?
I'm going to eat you.
I don't know. This person goes roar. They texted me roar.
Do you know who it is?
R-A-W-R. I don't know who this person is.
Is it Drewston?
No. Lenny's been noticing this, too. When we go out,
yeah,
I'll get text messages now from people.
Missouri mother was arrested after police say they discovered a Snapchat picture featuring her and her teenage daughter, both topless, in a hot tub. According to KMOV, the photo of the 50-year-old woman and her 14-year-old daughter was taken by the woman's other daughter on a phone and circulated through at least two high schools. According to a probable cause statement obtained by the Smoking Gun, the two posed for the photo last month and were, quote, covering up their nipples in the picture.
Yeah.
The St. Charles County prosecutor told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, this is an example of some extremely poor judgment by a parent. But the mother says the picture isn't what it looks like.
I wasn't posing. I was getting out of a tub. I was aware that the photo was taken by my 13-year-old daughter, and I specifically told her at that second, please delete that photo.
It's not clear which sister sent out the picture via Snapchat, and the names of everyone involved are being withheld to protect the two girls. But according to the Wentzville Police Department, the teen girl was ordered to undergo court-mandated counseling for circulating nude photos of herself last year. If convicted on child endangerment charges, the mother could spend up to...
So people know, they just confirmed what I was telling Steve outside. Or no, maybe I wasn't telling you this, Steve. I was telling Mikey or Lenny this yesterday. Yeah, I was one of them.
Okay.
Snapchat, the NSA... The government, that company,
all over it.
They keep all these photos.
Yeah, right.
Just because they disappear off your phone and you can't look at them again.
Everything that you typed, even if you delete it.
Everything's archived.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
And it's easily accessible. The police, all they had to do was call up Snapchat and be like, this account says this mother posted a picture of her and her teenage daughter butt-ass naked. Send us the photo if there's evidence.
I don't think this is that big a
Done.
Deal.
It was no. it. That was it. That was it. No, the big deal to me is that I think a ton of people use Snapchat, which is now, by the way, a $4 billion company or something ridiculous, $2 billion company. Ridiculous. All these people use Snapchat, and they think their pictures are gone forever.
Right.
But no,
they're not.
The government's got it, and this company's got it.
It seems like it's a deliberate way to trick people. It seems like it was set up. Oh, it'll disappear forever.
Yep. Well, because 20-year-olds are idiots, and they think all this shit's going to disappear forever. Or they're nihilists who just don't care.
No.
And isn't it like just a little... This kind of goes along with what we've been talking about. But isn't it a little disturbing that this is what people's lives are turning into?
Yeah.
Like
I was telling you in the car, Steve, Snapchatting to build a relationship. any kind of relationship. I'm not talking about a hot relationship. I'm talking about
friendship,
whatever.
Yeah.
Is the stupidest, a most emotionless way to build a friendship on the planet.
Right. Right.
Here's this photo of me that you can see for 5 seconds. I'm only allowed to write 8 words at a time, and it's going to disappear in 5 seconds. Gone forever. Gone forever.
Right.
It's not even a memory.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, also, do people want to look back and say they spent their time looking at Reddit and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Fuckgram and
the joke is on those people because they're going to wake up one day and they're going to be 40 and they're going to be like, what the fuck did I
do with my life? Yeah. Or are they ever going to realize?
And meanwhile, winners like us are going to pass them by with our real life lives, huh, guys?
Yeah. Well, let's slow down. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But at least we're not going to be drones.
I got in the show on this. Drew
by the way, was that
a picture of himself in girl sweatpants? And I can't do any more show.
By the way, was that news broadcast live from a tiled bathroom?
I know. Did you see it?
The echo?
That? Yeah,
what
that
the
echo
fuck?
Was bad. I want to thank Krista Flanagan. I want to thank Lee Capreas. I want to thank Steve Weirich. I want to thank Pat Tobias. I want to thank Cesar Marconi. Merry Christmas. You got any Merry Christmases you got to do?
Yeah, Merry Christmas. That's all.
That's it?
Yeah.
Nobody in particular? Though?
No. What do you?
Everyone go back to work. That's all I gotta say about it.
Oh, Steve.
I'm fucking around.
Are you gonna come back and do the show next time?
Yeah. I'll come on. Will you come back and do the show?
Yeah, you're done. Right. Yeah. You're gonna come back?
You're gonna come back? Yeah, oh, yeah, like anyone wants me to.
Toledo, Ohio, you're on.
You're on. Sarasota, you're on.
Yeah. Sarasota.
Yeah, no, shit. Yeah, like you guys gotta ask like I'm somebody. Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta
call my publicist.
I gotta go to the city. I'm feeling lonely. I gotta go,
lonely.
Get some ass or something.
Some girl
I'm turning
ass.
Into that person.
Some girl
I'm
ass.
I'm turning
right?
into that person where no one.
What are you doing
that.
Tonight, man? I go to the city. I
I'm
need
fine.
To lick some
I'm
ass.
Listen, I'm flying to Dallas. I'm meeting up with Drewston and with Bodie.
Hey,
and we're gonna. I'm gonna hate fuck.
I've got to really ask this. Do you still like drive through Boys Town with the windows down and the Diana Ross up?
Yeah, but now it's not ironic.
Now it's okay.
Now it's just there's the questionably straight man driving through town with.
Doing more research for his movie.
Yeah, research with
the
air quotes, right.
Your research started like 10 years ago, and that was a prank.
Yeah, right.
That was
someday those jokes are going to get old, but they haven't yet.
No.
They haven't yet.
We'll let you know when they do.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you'll let me know when they do.
No, the reaction when like people would be uncomfortable in your car was just priceless.
Well, you're working on the movie, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to see Drewston in his sweatpants?
No, and I'm not going to be a fluffer.
Oh, and he has pink shoes.
He's got pink eye?
No, pink shoes. Pink shoes to go with pink sweatpants.
I thought maybe someone farted in his eye.
I mean, I understand that. What's with the pink?
I don't know.
See, there's certain things
that, you're
like,
just doing it to,
you're just trying to fire people up.
Yeah, I agree.
People. But whatever. When Mikey's on the show next week, we need to talk about neon shoes, this new fad at the gym that Mikey thinks is all gay, but I don't think it's just the gays. I think it's everybody.
No.
Neon shoes with neon laces. We'll be talking about that. What a hot topic, right, folks?
Right.
We'll be tuning in.
Neon shoes next week.
That's like when you're listening to the 4 o'clock news.
Yeah. Because
you know how nothing...
Just
they save everything for the 5 o'clock news.
Yeah.
And the 4 o'clock news is all bullshit. Neon shoes
neon
laces.
Coming up. It's our top story.
Yeah.
People are sheep that happily embrace every stereotype out there.
Yeah. Wow, way to leave on an upbeat
note. Yeah, all right.
All right, see ya maybe before the new year, maybe after the new year. But remember, David Foster... Egomaniac.
Yes, Merry
all
Christmas.
Right, have a Merry Christmas.
And other bullshit holidays.
Happy Kwanzaa and bullshit. And
bye, everybody.